Hi, I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. Today, we're going to be chatting about how to create a social media content plan and actually stick to it. So if you are starting this new quarter or this new chapter of your creative career, or maybe you're starting a new business and you are starting a social media page on Instagram or TikTok for the very first time, this podcast episode is for you. Today, we're going to share a few tips on how to create a social media content plan. Plus, we'll chat about a few ways to ensure that it's a sustainable plan for you and you can continue to execute on it. But before we get started, let's do the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's one show you are loving right now? All right, friends. And so I think one show I am loving right now, there's actually this season, there's like a bunch of reality TV shows that I am absolutely loving. If you didn't know this about me, I love like all the singing and dancing and talent shows out there. And so I normally would probably talk about The Voice or American Idol because both are on at the same time. And I am living, friends, because I love it. But the one show I highly recommend watching and I just absolutely love is Abbott Elementary. It is such a funny show, friends. Like I feel like every single show I am cracking up and giggling. I absolutely love Quinta Brunson. I love Abbott Elementary. It's such a like feel-good show. And so if you're looking for a new show to watch out there and you haven't started watching Abbott yet, highly recommend. 10 out of 10. Such a good show. All right, friends. So let's jump into it. We are going to be chatting about how to create a social media content plan and how to actually stick with it. Because I feel like it's really easy to create a plan and then just have it fall apart by the end of the week or the end of the month or the end of the quarter. And I know it happens. Life is busy. I mean, you know, we're balancing a lot of things with creating content online. And so I get it. But hopefully this episode will help encourage you to bring that plan back up, you know, to the priority list. And hopefully it will help you also continue to create content consistently. So before we dive in, friends, I want to define what a content plan is. A content plan brings your content, which is photos, videos, graphics, or audio, and your platforms together. Your content plan includes your topics aligned with your mission statement, content pillars, and your audience. And if it's your goal to build your brand, business, and community, creating a content plan for your social media channels can help you do that. I feel like, friends, sometimes when we start off creating content, especially if you're a creator on the seed stage, right, you're just experimenting. You're just seeing what it feels like to post photos online. You're just experimenting with editing reels and TikToks. You're just poking around Pinterest, like trying to figure out, you know, how to establish, you know, your different Pinterest boards and how to drive some traffic there. And so I know like in the experimental phase, like you're really not thinking about creating a plan, but once you move to that sprout stage where you decided that you do want to be a creator or an influencer, or you do want to become a small business owner and you want to create, you know, some sort of social media presence for your brand and your business, I would say is when you really should start considering like creating some sort of a plan. And I feel like, again, like there are plenty of creators out there who don't have plans. They just post what, you know, when it's very inspiring for them. And then when they're not feeling inspired, that they don't post. Like if that works for you, also, you don't need a plan. Like if that's your workflow, that's your workflow. But as a former project manager, friends, I need a loose plan. I need some sort of overarching strategy. And so for me, this is really like what's worked. So before we dive into the tips, I also want to define what a content plan is not. So a content plan is not a sales strategy. So sometimes I feel like brands will go into social media and they're like, okay, like how do we start driving sales? I was like, okay, well, you know, that's a different strategy versus like you actually creating like a social media marketing plan, because sales is sales and marketing is marketing, and social media marketing especially is under, you know, the marketing umbrella. And marketing helps tell your brand story. It literally helps you build your brand and your business. Whereas sales, I feel like, is more focused on conversion, right? Like you're trying to convince a specific buyer or a target audience to purchase your product or your service. And that is a completely different strategy. this is not what that episode is about. And of course, there's a time and place for that, right? And so today we're really focused on like a content plan for your social media platforms. So your content plan should include who you are as a brand, who your target audience is, and if you're a small business with products and services, it also should include what you offer or you create. So tip one, friends, if you are creating a content plan or you're revising it, I recommend using your mission statement to create your overarching content plan and strategy. So if you haven't heard of what a mission statement is before, a mission statement is your purpose of why your platform or your business exists. Your mission statement can include your brand values, your content pillars, and your target audience. And if you aren't sure how to write a mission statement for the first time, I recommend starting with these three questions. What are you trying to do? Who are you doing this for? And why are you doing it? So the first question, what are you trying to do? So if you're a creator, are you trying to share thrifted fashion? Are you trying to show how to live a minimalist lifestyle? Are you sharing how to travel on a budget? And then who are you doing this for? Are you trying to reach other thrifty, stylish people? Are you trying to build a community with other adventurers out there? Or maybe you're trying to connect with fellow college students. And why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Is just, you know, why, what's inspiring you to create the content that about your passions, right? Like what, did something happen? Was there a specific event? Or maybe you saw another example of another creator out there who's in this space that you're really interested in pursuing. I feel like taking the time to go through these three questions can help you create that mission statement or at least clarify your purpose as a creator. And if you need an example, friends, you hear my mission statement every time you listen to the podcast, which is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. So it's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. It calls out who I'm trying to reach, right? Creative. So any creators out there or any makers or artists or small business owners hoping to use social media to help build their brands and businesses. And then I call out the discover, grow, and own your brand because I talk about, you know, life as a creator in all those stages and also like, you know, clarifying like different episodes we'll touch on those different phases. Like sometimes we'll have guests on the podcast who are talking about how they've established their brand, or sometimes, you know, we'll do a how-to episode. You know, if you are a newer creator or a newer business owner, like we did an episode recently about how to write a bio. So if you're ever reached out to by a publication or someone wants you to speak on a panel, you know exactly what, how, and what to include in your bio. All right, friends. So tip number two, another thing that can help you create a content plan is to honestly understand the different types of content ideas that you can create out there. So I feel like sometimes, you know, it's when you're getting started, you might have like a ton of ideas about what you want to do. Maybe you are someone who creates, you know, soy hand poured candles and you're very inspired and you want to talk about like your process of creating the candles, how you pick the scents, figuring out your packaging. And then maybe as you get settled, you're like, okay, I already like told my, you know, how to do this. Like, what else do I talk about? So no matter, you know, who you are as a creator, whether you're a small business owner pouring soy candles, or you are an aspiring creator, here's just a few different content ideas that you can expand on and apply with your niche. So one content idea that you can always do is you can tell stories. So maybe you share some lessons from your career or your industry. Maybe you share some pivotal life moments, you know, moments that really matter to you and you want to share with your audience to also help inspire them. Maybe you share something funny that happened to you recently. I feel like I see lots of those TikToks or, you know, those reels, people just talking into the camera, sharing something funny that happened to them. Or maybe you share something surprising about a place that you visited for the first time. I would not underestimate storytelling. I think storytelling is something that connects everyone to everyone. And if you can, you know, kind of find those stories that you want to tell about yourself, about your brand and your business, I really encourage you to include that in your content plan. I feel like anytime I see like the why or learn like why someone started their brand, it's like just makes them that more interesting. And I will say, like, one of my examples for this, we had the founder of Selke on the podcast a few years ago, which was crazy. I could not believe Kim agreed. And hearing her story about why she started Selke and how she was shut out from her previous brand that she co-founded, and then from there, like, founded Selke, was so inspiring to me. I mean, to this day, right? Like, I remember her story. So yeah, do not underestimate stories, friends. Another content idea that you can think about, maybe you can apply it to your niche or your content pillar, is instructional type of content. I feel like a lot of people probably see and consume this content all the time, but this basically, you're just sharing how-to content, or you're sharing step-by-step guides, tutorials, tips, and tricks. So think about, like, your favorite, you know, beauty YouTubers who are showing you how to contour your face or put eyeshadow on, or, you know, put lip liner on for the first time, or, I don't know, like, fix your microwave if it's broken, right? Instructional type of content, I feel like, is really valuable depending on, like, what niche you're in. Maybe if you're a food creator, you're showing the step-by-step on, like, how to create a specific crock pot dish, or how to make egg bites for the first time, or whatever that may be. Also, instructional content, I think, is really savable and shareable. And so if that type of content feels right to you, I would highly recommend just, like, doing a little brainstorm sesh about different how-to or step-by-step guides that you could create for your brand and for your audience. Another content idea to expand on is conversational types of content. And so I feel like one thing I always hammer on the podcast is doing an introduction post at least once a month or once a quarter, friends. I feel like those introduction posts, like, really open up the conversation to share who you are, what you do, and then in return, right, you invite your audience to also introduce themselves so you learn who your audience members are. You can also ask for an opinion or ask for a recommendation, or even if you start with, you know, different, like, Instagram posts or TikTok posts where you're asking what's your favorite food, your favorite book, or your favorite place, and then you can share what those favorite things are for you. I feel like those are great ways to also drive conversation. And then lastly, friends, another content idea, I feel like this one's kind of a given, especially if you have a specific product that you're trying to sell, is, you know, promotional types of content. So your products and services. If you're going, you know, to drop a new design on your website, right? Like, maybe you design graphic t-shirts, right? Like, that's something that you would share. Or maybe you are going to be at a craft show or a fair this summer, and then that's something that you're really excited about. So you're going to share and promote that and, like, let your audience know that you'll be there. So yeah, I feel like having a mix of instructional types of content or stories that you're sharing or conversations that you're sharing online, I feel like those are really great ways to have a diverse content plan, and also just to, like, mix things up for you so you're not just posting the same thing over and over again, because that can get boring for both you and your audience. All right, friends. So tip three on creating a social media plan is to create a content bank. So we're going through, right? We're talking about creating your mission statement and the different types of content that you make. And you're literally like, okay, I know I need to do all these things, but I need the content to do it. And so a content bank is basically just like a repository, or, you know, just a collection of photos and videos and, you know, graphics and different things, right, where you can pull from and start to organize your content. And if you don't have any content built up yet, maybe you're not, you know, an established creator. Like, for me, friends, I literally have years worth of photos and videos that I am, like, still using to this day. Like, a lot of my spring content, I was using content from 2021 and 2022. So I have a huge content bank. But if you're just starting out, one thing I recommend is actually scheduling a photo shoot to, you know, capture your latest outfits or your latest products, or schedule a day where you can film, you know, 2 to 3 items that you're currently selling if you're a small business owner, or film maybe 2 to 3 outfits that you want to share online. I really think having photos and videos created ahead of time can really help you plan on the type of content that you're going to post. And if this seems daunting, friends, like, you're like, okay, I'm like not even there yet, I just recommend starting to document, you know, your process or whatever you're doing. Like, if you don't want to schedule a day, you just want to start integrating, creating content throughout your daily life, I think documenting like where you pick up your coffee or like what your morning routine looks like or how you prep for dinner, right? Like all of that is content. And so starting to document and not necessarily like having a fully fleshed out plan, like with that, you don't have to have that fully fleshed out plan. Like I think just like having that content built up can help you start organizing it and then start applying it. So I will say I work both ways. Like sometimes I just create all the content and then I think about like, okay, am I going to do a conversational type of post where I do an intro post and use this image that I shot at this photo shoot? Or, you know, sometimes it's like vice versa where it's like, oh, you know, I want to visit these coffee shops in Seattle. And I want to do kind of like, I want to do two different reels where I highlight the different coffee shops that I visited. And then I also do a reel dedicated to just the coffee shop itself, you know, not a full roundup of the different coffee shops I wanted to highlight. So I think it works both ways, but definitely like having a content bank to pull from, I think really helps you especially like stay consistent because you know you always have content to post. And I also think like one thing that's helped me with the content bank is like I have like a like with the different seasons, like the cherry blossoms bloom, you know, it varies every year. And so for me, I always pull from a cherry blossom, you know, content folders that I have saved on my computer that I've shot in previous years. And I always create content about that in the current spring season, even if that photo was taken in 2021. All right, friends. So now that we've talked about having a content bank, tip number four is to define your idea of success. Sometimes I think when we think about creating a plan, we maybe are overambitious. I think for me, I was for a long time. I was like, I need to post every single day. That's what success means. It means I show up on the platform 1 hour a day and I engage for another hour. And I do the same for TikTok. And I also post and publish two podcast episodes a week. And like, that's, you know, if that works for you, that's great. But at this chapter of my life, I've really had to redefine my idea of success. And so for you, I'd really recommend asking yourself, like, is your idea of success posting daily? Is it posting twice a week or three times a week? Is it having one meaningful conversation with your community or encouraging your audience to try something new? I think it's really important to remember that success is both qualitative and quantitative. So you might decide that every Saturday you create content and you document whatever you're doing. You document the outfits that you're wearing, the places that you go to. And then during that week, you post three times and you have your content bank, you know, built up from the weekend. And then you might decide to post Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or you might decide to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Like that's like what consistency means for you. And so I think when you define your idea of success, you can approach creating a content plan in a more sustainable way because then you actually are thinking like, okay, you know what? Like I'm actually really happy if I'm posting twice a week on Instagram and twice a week on TikTok. Like that's what's sustainable for me without burning myself out and I can still balance my full-time job. But for you, I mean, you might be in a chapter where you want to really like, you know, double down on your content creation, you know, process and your quantity, and you really want to post four times a week, then that will work for you, right? Whatever works for you, just really like I would recommend just really defining your idea of success and honestly like taking a step back and like reflect on your time, which I guess leads me to tip number five, which is to reflect on your time. And I feel like reflecting on your time is really thinking about like what goes into your work week. And I've chatted this about this exercise before on the podcast, the 168 hours exercise, where you write down how much time you spend eating, sleeping, working, commuting, how much time you spend on your side hustle. And then you literally like add up all those hours, subtract it from 168 hours, and that's how much free time you have left. So I feel like getting really clear about like how much time you actually have and how much time you want to spend on your side hustle or your full-time career, I feel like that will be really helpful in like helping you create a content plan. And then secondly, aside from just really getting clear about like where your time is going, I think figuring out when you're most productive can also help you lay out a content plan. Because if you are someone who has the most like physical and mental energy levels at the beginning of the day, then you know that you need to incorporate, you know, posting at the beginning of the day, or you need to incorporate, that's when you actually create your content, is at the beginning of the day. I feel like understanding when you're most productive and like knowing where your energy levels are at can really help you. For example, right, you might find at the end of each month, the last week of each month, you're just so tired, you're not in a place to create or post any content. Then you can plan for that, right? And you know that you need that week off. So you can start the next month and the following week, you know, feeling refreshed and feeling inspired. And so I think it's really underestimating. Like, I think a lot of us underestimate like where our time is, and we actually like need more time to do things, or we spend more time, you know, working and commuting than we realize. And so just clarifying like where our time is and when we feel most energized can help you create a sustainable content plan. All right, friends. So tip number six and the last tip for today is to repurpose old content. So I already alluded to this. I talked about repurposing, you know, my cherry blossom content every year. I've been using the same content since like 2020, 2021. So if you are someone who has a blog, I really recommend using those blog posts that you've already created and cutting them up and using them as Instagram captions for future posts, or cutting up those blog posts and turning them into TikTok videos. I feel like one thing that I learned throughout my creative journey so far is that writing content takes a lot of time. And so you really want to repurpose the content you've already written. And so for me, I have gone back, used my old blog posts, made them into Instagram posts, or used that idea and turned it into a TikTok video. Or I've turned it into a podcast episode, because I literally have years worth on the blog. It's literally like my content bank that I want to use for the podcast. Example two, friends, if you're trying to repurpose old content, I really recommend just like filming short videos on your phone, like film 5 to 10 seconds, 20 seconds if you want. That way you can use the same videos for TikTok and for Instagram, right? So if you shoot behind the scenes for a photo shoot, right, you can turn those videos into TikTok videos, you can turn them into reels, you can show the behind the scenes on Instagram stories, or you can show them on Pinterest pins. I feel like just, again, like having a bank of videos, like use that in every platform. You can also use it on LinkedIn. You can also post it to Threads. You can also post it to YouTube Shorts, right? Short form video content is everywhere. And so just because a piece of content went live on TikTok doesn't mean your entire audience saw it only on TikTok. Like, do not be afraid to post that content on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on YouTube Shorts, right? Wherever else short form video content exists, do not be afraid to repurpose that content. All right, friends. So I hope you enjoyed this episode today about how to, you know, create a social media plan and actually stick to it. I think creating a content bank is especially helpful for new creators out there, and also understanding where your energy and your time is being spent as you create that content plan. And know that whatever your content plan looks like, maybe it's posting 3 times a week or 5 times a week, know that as long as it's aligned with your mission statement, you know, who you are as a brand, and know that as long as it's aligned with your audience, like, you can't go wrong. And especially just like, again, you're already taking the time to get really clear about what you want for your social media content plan and how often you want to post and execute on the plan. And so I know that you're already probably more ahead than you think. But friends, if you have any more tips about how to create a social media content plan and stick to it, feel free to share it with me on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.